Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, what are we doing here today, huh? Why are we here? See, it's Sunday. Where else do you find me on Sunday when you find me in church? It is a nice place. Anyone here gathered because of fear? It is quite a world out there. A lot to fear. There are people to fear. There are people who will to do you wrong. There are people that want to harm you. There are people that want to do a lot of good for you. But there's a lot of people that you can't trust. There's wars going on around this world. People not trusting one another. This or that causing war, strife, poverty. But this fear. Is that why you've come today? Why come here? What are you looking for? What do you want? Jesus says, peace be with you. The disciples had gathered in that house, there in that room, and they'd locked the doors because of their fear for the Jews, our text says today. They were afraid of the Jews. Why were they so afraid of the Jews? They were Jews themselves, but they followed Jesus. And Jesus was just crucified. He had just been killed. They had a trial. Pilate said he's not guilty, but they still crucified him. I'm locking the door. I'm afraid. Wait a minute. He really died, didn't he? We saw him, all that blood, and that centurion pierced his side with a sword. And they lowered him down. They wrapped him in 70 pounds of ointment and minerals and spirits and things and wrapped him up, and they put him in a tomb. We saw it happen. But then we saw him alive. Peter and John saw him, and Mary Magdalene, she was there. They all saw him after he had died. What's going on? It's kind of confusing. You suppose they gathered for the same reason that we gather here today, you and I. Disciples want the same thing that you and I want. They want that eternal salvation. Been promised by God from centuries and centuries ago. Maybe they want the strength to be able to continue to follow Jesus. That's what the disciples were in the back of their head. They were afraid of the Jews, but my goodness, all the good that Jesus did and what he told us to do. And he's told us to do a lot of things. We need strength. Excuse me. We need strength to do a lot of these things that Jesus has told us to do. He has said go. He said go many a time in the Bible. Jesus said go and proclaimed his name to all nations. And then maybe some of us gathered here today for comfort. Comfort that only the Holy Spirit can provide. And our thoughts, our hopes, our prayers are that indeed here in God's holy house we can feel the Holy Spirit. I got news for you. Not all gather here for the same thing. Not all gathered here having faith. Not all who come into church church, the more members may not be there for the right reason. It is very true that there is always at least one who does not come here to worship God. Not here for peace, but one has come for evil. They've come for themselves, for himself, for herself. In the days of our Lord, look at the examples that we have in the scriptures. Even in the day of Jesus Christ, even at that Last Supper on that first Monday, Thursday, Judas was in that upper room and celebrated the Last Supper with Jesus Christ himself. And what came over Judas? But his own wants, his own desires, his own temptations. Grace, mercy, and peace, they're not so assured these days, are they? Is it real? It's a good thing we gather today to hear those words of grace, mercy, and peace. What some are for here today. Now wait a minute, we also are here today for church. But there's no Lord's Supper today upon the altar. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with having church and not having the very body and blood of Christ present with us. He said, "Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." But why are we here? Are we, as was said in our scripture text today, are we of one heart and soul, having everything in common? Are we like that? This is what Luke said in the book of Acts. He said, "Gather as one heart and soul, having everything in common." Some don't think we do. Leslie wrote that in the Holy Scripture. Thus, Luke wrote that. Some do not gather and have the same faith, have everything in common. The church is supposed to be the church. It's us. It's all who believe in Jesus Christ. The church is supposed to be a union of believers. A union. A collection of all who believe. We come together as one. The disciples were all in the same boat. No pun intended. The disciples were all the same. They were followers of Jesus. They followed Jesus through his ministry. They followed him through his trial, his death, and now they're human beings, so they're sitting there wondering. They're wondering like me and you. Is it real? Is the peace of Christ real? But he died, didn't he? But then he rose too. Didn't he? This is the gospel. The gospel message that we shared. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the gospel. That's what we teach. That's what we preach. That's what we believe. The gospel message. That God loves us so much that he gave his Son to die a death that we deserve, so that you and I could live forever. That's the gospel. But guess what? There's more to the gospel than just acclamation and proclamation. There's more to the gospel than just hearing the words of Christ rising from the dead. There's more to it. It's not only a report of that salvation earned by Jesus on the cross. There's the application of this blessed message of salvation. There's the teaching. They're sharing with others. They're going out into all nations. It's getting up off of your backside and doing something for the church, the one body that we believe in. That peace that Jesus says will be with you as you're grocery shopping and that lady standing there in the middle of the aisle and she's crying. Ooh, I'm getting bold, man. You walk on by. That's not the love of Christ. In the workplace, where permitted, you can share the love of Christ. You can share the gospel. Anywhere. You see, we are to share in the resurrection. To share in the resurrection. I mean, just using common sense, folks, think about it. How in the heck do we know about it? Somebody had to tell us. And how will those outside not know about the wonderful gift of salvation won for us by Christ upon the cross unless they are told? That is why missions are so important. And it's coming to church. It's coming to church. It's not a law. It's not a command. It's an earnest desire from God that you come to church. And it is so stated in our church that you must bring your children to church. It is a sin to keep your children that you bore, that you've raised, to keep them from hearing the word of Christ. It's also right that we sing praises together as a group. For I don't sound so hot singing by myself. You don't want me to sing a solo. But when we're together, it's so wonderful and so beautiful, the music that's made. And it is so pleasing to the ears of God. And it's also needful for us to gather together here in the church to hear wonderful words said to us. Not just scripture, the word of God read to us, the preaching of God's word to us, but you also hear the message of absolution, that your sins are forgiven. Because that's another reason some gather here, is for the guilt of that which we have done and what we have failed to do. But we are to share this message of hope. We're to give a testimony to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what revitalization is about, that we've been doing. It's strengthening the church to share the wonderful good news. That our fellowship here is indeed with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. I bet you never looked at it like this before, but look at the text that we just read today. I don't know how many pastors are probably teaching about Thomas, the doubting Thomas. He didn't believe it, and he even said, until I put my finger in the holes in his hands and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. Thomas. I got news for you. It says in the gospel text today, sure, and had doubt about the resurrection. They were all gathered in that room, and it was not until Jesus appeared, said, "Peace be with you." And then he showed them the holes and the marks of his hands and in his side. And the next verse says, "And then they were all glad." It's not just Thomas that doubts. We doubt too. That's why we need to live more for Christ than for ourselves. That's why we need to live more for the work of the church and missions and sharing the wonderful good news. That's why we have to share this wonderful good news. It's too much to keep within ourselves. You see, we have received the Holy Spirit. We have received comfort. We do find joy in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we eagerly anticipate the glorious coming of our Lord again at that last trumpet sound. And oh, to stand before Him and to see those marks in His hands and that mark in His side. And to say, Lord, tell me about that one more time. Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.